I don't know. There's no intro. Just play the music. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Today is November 5th, 2008. That's when we're recording. You may be listening to it at a later date, so don't be all like, this podcast is 2 days old, man, and you're behind the times. It's cool. We're here. We're talking, you know. It's all right. Right, Edge Guy?
Right on.
It's all right. So, well, we're going to do our typical show today. Well, kind of typical, because we're doing news, but we don't have a quiz this week, so.
Whose fault is that?
That'd be my fault, mostly. Just checking. Guess. I'm tired. You know, it was a long day. There's no quiz. Get over it. God. Stop eyeing me like that. Like, you're mad.
I'm not even looking at you.
God. Now you're flipping me off? What is wrong with you? God.
So what are
just
we
settle
going
down.
To be doing?
Well, after the news, I don't know. Are you doing Answer or Die?
I can.
Good.
I usually just come up with it when we're doing news.
Oh, that's. Maybe I'll just come up with a quiz then.
Yeah.
God. Okay, so then we'll do that. Then we'll talk about the games we've been playing, and then we're gonna, you know, do the weekly game releases. Talk about the top 10 list by Derek Robbins over on 411 Mania, and hit the Marlboro, and that'll be the show.
All right.
Okay, so just get going with the news here. Oh, this is exciting that we're actually home at the same time.
Yeah, we're in studio, so I could punch him if he's late on Answer or Die.
Yeah.
Okay, first bit of news. With the home beta, we reported last week that November core purchasers would get access to the beta. That was wrong. It's only if you have the $25 a year subscription. And, it's too late. I feel bad for the people who are like, I'll pay $3 for the core issue just to get the home beta, because you're not.
What, have you seen core yet? What's it like?
Basically, you know those things you get on Inside Xbox?
No, I don't watch those because they're dumb.
Well, it's those, but
you're
paying
pay.
For them.
Yeah, no thanks.
It's got some chick that everybody seems to like, but whatever. I have the internet. Burnout. We talked last week how they're going to start revealing their DLC for the future, and the first one was revealed. It's a party mode coming in February. This will actually be the first time it's premium pay-for content. Usually I'd be upset, but I really can't fault them because they gave us a bunch of free shit. So
yeah.
Plus, I don't even know if this is even anything I'm interested in. What it is, it's like it's hot swap multiplayer for 8 people local.
I'm kind of surprised this is the one they're charging for, really.
Yeah, honestly.
If anything.
Like, I mean, it's like, you know, there might be, I think the screenshots seem to indicate, like, it's just do a barrel roll. I just realized what I said.
Yeah,
anyway,
I get you.
And so, you know, you just hand a controller around to all your friends and you each attempt a barrel roll.
Is it like horse mode from Tony Hawk Pro Skater?
Yeah, it kind of is. Maybe,
okay.
Yeah, that might be a good analogy. All
right.
They're also going to release at the same time the Ultimate Box version of Burnout, which is basically a new retail release that includes all DLC up to that point, including party mode. No word on price on that yet, but I can't imagine it'll be more
than $30.
Is there
a mode yet where you can turn off traffic just for fun?
Basically now, with the last patch, if you go to night,
oh,
there's
yeah,
less
I know,
traffic.
But I'm saying that's not what I asked.
Yeah.
I think we should get into that.
Okay. The DSI was confirmed by Iwata that it'll probably, so I guess this really isn't confirmed, be coming no later than summer to Europe and the United States,
when's
claiming that fall is probably too long.
Okay, when's Japan getting
it? Came out
this week. Oh, okay. Well, okay.
And it's already been hacked.
Yeah.
Some guy got the Hello World homebrew thing, which is like the customary first whatever, up and running. So, surprise. It took 2 days.
There you go.
If even that. On the Guitar Hero front, we talked about the fact that they're having like the drum tuner for broken drums. It requires a MIDI to USB cable, and people probably don't have those lying around. Fortunately, Activision is sending you those for free.
Well, that's good.
Still haven't heard what will be the solution if that doesn't work. Because I would assume, like I said, I'm sure for people who it's a sensitivity issue, you can fix it. But if it does flat out doesn't work, I'm guessing this thing's not going to fix it. Also, what's the song for the new Bond movie?
I don't know. Let's assume it's called Quantum of Solace.
Okay, it's not. But
all right then.
It's coming to Guitar Hero World Tour as a DLC, which whatever. I think that song's terrible, so I don't care. It just kind of crushes my dreams of You Know My Name ever coming to Rock Band.
Well, it could. Maybe Cornell owns that song and not necessarily
I think the reason it's probably happened is that I never even thought of this. Activision just made the Quantum of Solace game.
Oh.
So that's probably why.
There you go. Which is getting disappointing reviews. I guess it's super short game.
4 hours, which makes it a good rental, I guess.
I thought we all loved Infinity Ward.
No, this is Treyarch who's making this one. It's the guys who did Call of Duty World of War and Call of Duty 3. They made this and World of War at like the same time.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I did not know that.
It's the COD4 engine.
Right, okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm. So with the new Xbox experience coming November 19th, which some of you may actually be using, avatars are being retroactively added to a couple XBLA games. And those games are Uno, Bomberman Live, Hardwood Hearts, Hardwood Spades, and Small Arms. The thought of playing Bomberman with me is kind of cool.
Whatever. Avatars, no. I don't think they're... I just don't understand the avatars. They don't have a sort of the appeal that the Miis do.
You're a huge hater on the NXT as on the whole, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't like anything about it. I don't like.
Everyone seems to universally adore it. Who's used it?
I don't see any reason why Microsoft needs to be more Wii like because it's fine the way it is. And avatars. Now, I've read impressions of the avatars that aren't all that favorable. I'm sure you've read them too. That they don't compare that well to Miis. You can't make yourself even though there are technically more options. It's just they don't come off as well because they're a bit more three dimensional almost. I'd probably say
they're kind of in between like a Mii and a home avatar,
right? But so take with that what you will.
Yes. Also, if you are using the NXE right now, but you didn't officially get it. And you got a leaked copy of it, you probably realize now that Live doesn't work. It is possible to find a leaked copy and install it on your Xbox, but it won't connect to Live. And although they haven't said this, I wouldn't be surprised if your account might get banned, too. I don't think Microsoft's too happy about that. So don't do that. Just wait. It's 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks until they ruin everything?
No, shut up.
Oh, God.
Also, Microsoft said that like half of their initial plans for the NXE got cut. We know that like the Showtime thing got delayed. One of the features that was also talked about that as one of the cut features that will probably come back later was like a photo sharing party kind of thing where like you could, if you have like a live party going, you can then share photos with the party and go through them.
Everyone's so afraid of photo and video sharing.
Yeah, it's but like on a PC, it's like no big deal.
On a PC, it's no big deal, but like on the, they always talk about that. The last thing they're like, oh wait, porn.
Basically,
no.
Yeah. However, though, they said with the infrastructure of the NXE, they can do more frequent content updates like that. So like when the photo channel thing is done, it can just go up, and it'll basically install like a Wii channel, would I guess.
All right, then.
I'll keep going with imaging stuff that you mentioned. Little Big Planet. There was, like, some kind of confirmation that, like, image importing would be coming to the game before Christmas. You know, people figured it'd be, like, off the PS3 hard drive or a memory stick, right, whatever. Then Media Molecule Community Manager Sam Protagonis said, you know, there are no plans. It's technically possible, but we have no plans of doing this. Then in Media Molecule's Flickr stream, an image showed up that shows the feature in action.
I'm confused. I mean, I'm sure it'll happen. I mean, people are just getting around it right now by just taking pictures of things with their
PlayStation. Yeah, and that's what I said, too. If copyright's the worry, well, you could get it in there. This is just making it easier, you know?
Right.
So we'll see what goes on with that. Bill Roper, who was the former Blizzard North guy and former founder of... What are the Hellgate guys called? Flagship Studios has joined Cryptic as a lead designer is working on Champions Online.
Well, I hope it doesn't run that into the ground, too.
Yes. Speaking of things run to the ground. So after the whole Hellgate sold off thing, it's still kind of confusing. But from what I understand, Handbit Software got like the Asian rights to the game. Namco got it in North America and Europe. Namco announced last week that they'd be closing the server January 31st. We talked about that. Then Handbit came up and said, actually, we're going to make an expansion for the game. We're going to keep it going. And it was like two people were like, oh, thank God. And then Namco came back saying, well, they can do whatever they want. Asia, that's not happening here. We're shutting down the servers. So to both of you, I'm sorry.
Can you join those Asian servers?
I don't know.
There's probably a way.
Probably a way. I'm sure it'll be like, you know, I mean, even games like UO and Phantasy Star on PC have it where there's like custom shards. I'm sure someone will set something up like that for Hellgate.
Oh, yeah. Free private server. Yes. Not private, I guess, but
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Rogue
server.
Circuit City also not doing so well. They've announced that they're going to be closing 155 stores. Also,
about apparently, a third of them, I guess.
Also, like Sony had like a bunch of their shipment trucks just in mid-route turn around because they were not confident that Circuit City could like pay off the expense of PlayStation 3 hardware. Insert joke about PlayStation 3s being too expensive.
Right. I was kind of surprised when I heard this. We have a Circuit City in our area, and it's never been that crowded. And I keep waiting for it to close, and I heard this. I'm like, well, it'll be going for sure. But no, ours is
still
going to hang on, apparently. God.
So, yeah. Apparently, though, if your store is one of the ones closing, there's some deals to be found.
No, they usually are at Circuit Cities.
Like, games are being discounted 5-10% in some cases. Systems are discounted a bit. Circuit City's where I bought Fallout, and it was great. I got the Fallout Collector's Edition, a free mini strategy guide, and a $10 gift card.
Well, good for you.
Yes. So with Bioshock now out on the PS3, we got the details on the exclusive PS3 DLC. $10 gets you three challenge rooms, as they're called. One is a shocking turn of events, which has a little sister trapped atop a Ferris wheel, and you have to create electricity to power the Ferris wheel and bring the little sister to safety.
Doesn't that sound stupid, kind of?
Eh.
Like, what is that? I don't get it.
It sounds something more like an environmental puzzle. There's the Eye in Team. Using limited resources and even more limited arsenal, players must negotiate traps and find a way to defeat a Big Daddy. That could be cool. Sounds just like a very spruced-up Big Daddy encounter.
Yeah.
And Worlds of Hurt. Players must battle through 8 rooms of Big Daddy splicers and the worst that Rapture has to offer. Accumulate Atom, build an arsenal of plasmids, tonics, and weaponry, and fight through to rescue the little sister.
Okay, challenge room.
Yeah.
This is kind of like Mega Man DLC.
Yeah, it's again, I don't know, you think that's worth, I mean, separate of itself, do you think it's worth $10? Like, if this came out in the 360, would you pay $10 for it?
No.
I don't think I would either, and I especially wouldn't since the game just came out on PS3 like a week ago.
Right.
I think I'd be saying, like, we already waited a year for this game. We don't get this, we have to pay even more.
Mm-hmm. It's just, this is the kind of throwaway DLC that we seem to be getting a lot of these days.
I think this isn't quite as bad.
Oh no, I'm not saying it's horrible, but
like the Worlds of Hurt one, the last one's kind of cool because it sounds like you can go into it and you just, it's like you create a new character just for that room with like whatever plasmids and
rooms,
stuff.
We've had those before.
Relic has announced a new company as a hero standalone expansion called A Tales of Valor.
Tales of Valor?
Mm-hmm.
Is this like a Tales of Phantasia sequel?
No.
No.
There's 3 new single-player campaigns proving that, yes, it can be done. New multiplayer modes.
Game?
I know.
Oh, my God.
In an expansion, no less.
Wow.
New multiplayer modes, and say how many. And what they're calling a direct fire feature, which gives you, quote, more tactical control of your units and more strategic options in-game. I would assume this means something where you could zoom into like a unit's eye view and pick targets. I don't know.
Whatever. It's vague.
Yeah. Steam Cloud. Remember this one?
No.
Steam Cloud is the new thing that's going to be on Steam, and it's launching this week with the Left 4 Dead demo, where Steam will actually store all of your settings and save files
the
server.
Right.
So like it'll keep your controls, all your save files. Which is really cool, especially like, you know, for me who travels back and forth, that it's cool to know that I could sit down on whatever computer and like have all my stuff.
Right.
So this,
right.
Like I said, this will launch with Left 4 Dead, with the demo first and then the full game, and then they're going to start retroactively adding it to all their other games. So, you know, like I could have like a Half-Life 2 Episode 2 game and keep switching back and forth and still have the same save files. So, you know, I think that's really cool.
Not a bad deal, I guess.
Command & Conquer Red Alert 3 came out this week. And they're having issues with the printed CD keys. There were some that, like, it turned out the problem was they just weren't entered in the database yet.
Oh.
A few hours went by and everything worked fine. However, there's a number more that are missing the last letter.
Yeah.
EA's advice to those people?
Just try.
Guess.
Yeah. Well, you'll get it eventually.
You've got the alphabet and 10 digits to try. And finally, there's something else I forgot too. So this and then something else. The World at War public beta is now live on Xbox Live. You can just go and download it and play it. So I'm going to try that later this week.
I thought you already played it.
I played on the PC.
Oh,
and
right.
Maybe I'll like it more on the Xbox.
When's that game actually come out?
Pretty soon, like a week or two.
Oh, okay.
And the last thing, speaking of beta, is the Wrath of the Lich King beta has kind of very quietly ended. Like, they like made a news post like, oh, the beta ends in an hour.
Yeah.
Because usually Blizzard's been kind of known to like do some crazy thing at the end of like stuff like this.
Right.
And people were kind of expecting it, but they didn't.
Well, there you go.
And that's the news.
Okay, then. Exciting stuff. Well, not that exciting, I guess. I won't try to sell it high. There is some stuff there.
There's stuff.
So, okay. Do you have Answer or Dies, then?
I have one. I'm curious to see how you'll answer to it.
Okay.
So, Fallout 3 is a case where we had, like, a game series that kind of ended and then many years later came back with a sequel. Mm-hmm. Aside from Fallout 3, what other game have you really liked that has done that? I'm going to give you 10.
10.
10.
Game that has come
nine,
back.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Smash Bros., I guess, kind of counts. Four, I was gone for 5 years.
3.
No. Wait a second. That counts. I need another 10
one,
seconds. That's good enough.
Fine. There's a very easy one here. 10, 9, 8. I'm
Ninja
talking,
Gaiden. There.
I'll give you that.
Ninja Gaiden counts.
I would have thought you
Metal
said
Gear
Mega
Solid would also be one.
I also would have
Mega
thought
Man
Mega
9
Man 9, you
would
say.
Be a big one. The pressure. That's the thing with Answer or Die. The pressure gets to you, so it's interesting to say what you think of first.
I didn't even know you liked Ninja Gaiden that much.
I do not. But
you
it,
don't.
It counts. Ow. Why did it lie? Ow.
I asked you which one you really liked the best.
Oh, God. I'm just happy to think of one that you counted.
That wasn't so bad. It's just a little Charlie horse. Okay. What have we played?
You hit like a girl.
Don't test me.
What, Joe, we're just going to start punching each other? Because if you attack me again, unwarranted, I will strike back, sir.
Okay. Playing.
Has there ever been a podcast where it's just two people holding microphones to their
trying
mouths
to fight
while they punch each other? Oh, you hit me.
You might be onto something.
I doubt I am.
It's like boxing on the
radio.
I
bet I am definitely not onto something.
Agreed. Okay. You've been drinking the Kool-Aid.
I have been, because you brought home Fallout 3, and I love it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I kind of surprised. I sort of was counting on me not liking Fallout 3 with everything else coming out.
Yeah.
Because I hate Oblivion with all every fiber of my being.
I know. Although you did apologize to me today for all the bad things you've ever said about the Elder Scrolls series.
I was trying to persuade you to leave the game with me in a desperate attempt.
I say to you.
I don't own this game. You just brought it home. But God, I played about 20 hours of it.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you kind of touched on it, Pawn. But, what I said, I feel like this is better than Oblivion because they took the sort of better structure of a Fallout game and applied it to, like, the Oblivion engine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the world is not ridiculously huge. Quests and everything is they're much better organized. Quest lines are even better organized, I think. Your inventory isn't a total mess. The leveling system is much less complicated. Just all these little things help to make the game much more accessible. Plus, it's not that generic fantasy setting that we're all been incredibly sick of.
Right.
This is exciting and stuff.
These are valid criticisms. I'll accept them.
Right. And the combat's good. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, this weird Oblivion thing I still don't understand where you swing a sword around and you can use magic, but the magic's not very good. But if you use the magic, the game scales up to catch up with you and you become a magic user. But I don't really think so.
Actually, it does, but...
Yeah, I know it does. I know Oblivion has all these great things that I never seem to... You know, that just translate in me dying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But in Fallout, you had that VAT system, which is a really neat way of kind of doing a real-time turn-based action, if that makes any sense.
In first person, no less.
Yes, in first person. Third person view looks terrible, by the way.
Yeah, it's better than it was in Oblivion. The problem is they have a strafing animation, but they don't have a diagonal animation.
Right.
And it looks like your guy's just kind of sliding along
the
ground.
It's not like a walk.
He's not planted.
He's not planted at all. He's just going. He's
mm-hmm.
just moving around.
Yeah.
Which, I kind of understand why they had to do the third person, because, you know, yeah, people want to see you get your guy in your arm.
But that's kind of like, well, the good thing about that, though, is
it
allows you to play it in first person and still see yourself.
Right, it's pulling it back. It makes a lot of improvements over Fallout 1, really. I mean, first off, you get a perk every time you level up. I don't know if Fallout 2 did that or not, which is always helpful. The perks in general seem more helpful.
Because it's fun to get that stuff.
Right, exactly. It doesn't seem as hard as Fallout 1.
Right.
Fallout 1 got just very, very hard for me, and I've been keeping up here, and I've been doing good. And, you know, it really is just fun. I could just walk around, and, you know, I'll run into two quest trees somewhere, you know?
Mm-hmm. That was one of the strengths of Oblivion, something I always liked about it. So, like, that's the Bethesda part of the game.
Yeah, but in Oblivion, it was almost too big. I never ran into
Bethesda. Well, yeah, and
I ran into, like, dungeons and stuff, but they weren't quests to do.
Yeah, and they consciously did that in this game. I mean, they said right off the bat, it's a smaller world, there's fewer NPCs, but it's denser.
There's fewer NPCs, but I haven't noticed nearly as many copycat NPCs.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's less generic.
Like, there's the one city, Rivet City, you've been there, that place is absolutely fascinating. It's just everyone except for the security guards is a person that you could probably talk to. They have some sort of story going on.
Exactly,
they have a thing.
Everything's much
they
more developed.
They all look different. Yeah, it's really developed. It's really interesting. And it's the Washington, D.C. Location is just wonderful because there's all these
it's an underutilized place in games, I realize, too. We have so many New York games and L.A.
probably
games.
Probably because
they're
worried about criticism like Fallout 3 has been getting for no reason.
Yeah.
You'll have that.
I mean, I don't know. I play this game, and my thought is, boy, I hope this doesn't happen.
Yes.
Not like, oh, wouldn't it be cool?
Oh, wouldn't it be sweet if everything was, you know, we got two-headed cows and stuff? That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Good stuff like that. I'll tell you what, though. It is a buggy little game. See, I've had it crash on me once.
I've been lucky. I haven't encountered any major problems.
One reoccurring bug is I ran into this one Brotherhood of Steel guy, a Paladin Hoss, but now, for some reason, whenever I... Every, like, once in a while, especially in Megaton, the town, if I leave a door, he would just kind of pop up there with me from wherever he was supposed to be, thousands of miles away, and then we'll just kind of run back. Like, all right, bye, Paladin and Haas.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I haven't had anything like that happen. Yeah, I've just been lucky.
I've had these little bugs like that. I got Dog Meat, too, which is fun. Although, they don't put him anywhere where you probably get him. Like, I kind of assumed I was just going to run into him, but then I was like... level 14 or 13, and you said the cap is 20. I was like, well, I want Dog Meat. Screw this. So I just found out where he is, and as far as I can tell, there aren't any quests where he is, but you get him, and he's helpful. He doesn't seem to die as quickly or get in the way as badly. Although, I'll tell you what, if you're an explosives guy, you're probably not going to want Dog Meat because, you know, he's going to be right there.
Right.
But he's a very good tank. He definitely... I'm actually kind of surprised that people seem more... concerned about the dog biting at their ankles and me with my rifle shooting at their head. But, you know, that's all good. Makes me happy. So, I've been drinking the Kool-Aid, and I've really been enjoying Fallout 3, and I want to play more. I haven't even done that many of the main quests. I was, like, on just, like, the third one right here. Oh, the whole intro was great. Mm-hmm. Especially, like, the I'm Special book. I almost don't want to talk about it too much because everyone should just experience that intro, but it's good stuff. Plus, Liam Neeson's there, and he's fantastic, as always. So that was fun stuff. I've also been playing more Castlevania.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's still going pretty good. I don't love it as much as, like, say, Symphony of the Night or even, like, a Dawn of Sorrow, just because things are kind of broken up a little bit too much, I think. Mm-hmm. I haven't gone to, like, Dracula's Castle yet. I'm at this weird thing where I have to free all the villagers, and I can fight this boss, and if I beat the boss, I just lose anyways because I didn't free all the villagers, so I need to find, like, one more villager.
That sucks.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they are.
You think after you kill the boss, it'd be easy to go free all the other villagers?
Yeah, well, I think they're sacrificed. I don't know. Some sort of voodoo reason. Magic
right.
going on here. Some treachery and, you know, Dracula and all of those kinds of things. Say. Yeah, exactly. But it's still a 2D Castlevania game, so you get what you get. I played a lot more of the Penny Arcade game.
Yes, I've been playing it as well. And
it's still very humorous. I was really on a roll until you brought home Fallout 3. And that's pretty much all I've been playing. But it's I think it's funnier than Episode 1. I think it's better designed than Episode 1. So it's basically Episode 1, but better.
Yes, and Episode 1 is fantastic. So
yeah, so there you go.
I was also happy. I remember one of my complaints of the first one was like, how it took them, like they only ever actually said your character's name, like, once.
Yeah.
In this one, like, they said it, like, 20 times in the first 5 minutes. I was like, yay, they know my name.
Did you really play anything? You were kind of just...
One game I forgot to mention last week.
You don't have to talk about that.
It's just real quick. I did rent Midnight Club LA and played it for
Does
a day
Rockstar
and
make
sent
these
it
games?
Back. Yes. Basically, like, I'm playing this game, and I'm just like, boy, I just wish... They took this city that they created and put it in Burnout. It has like the Grand Theft Auto style cutscenes between all the races, and I mean, I didn't even care about racing this game. I just wanted to drive around and explore because I could actually find places I recognized from my time in LA. It was really cool. Like, I'm on this highway and I'm like, this is how I used to get home every day. And but they, you know, the police actually will chase you in the game for everything, running red lights, speeding, and they are tenacious. They're real police. Well, like, I could not, like, you know, it's like, just dodge the cops and hide for a little bit. Couldn't do it.
In real life, I don't think it works quite that way, where if you just hide for a while, they go away.
Yeah, but still, like, it's just, you know, it's like, there's no option to turn it off that I could find. I'm like, I just want to fuck around, you know?
Well, it's probably.
And also, like, there's just something about the driving model felt a little bit off. Like, it was hard to take, like, a finessed turn. Like, especially when you're trying to weave through traffic.
Driving mechanics, better or worse than Banjo-Kazooie? oh, come on, that was a joke.
Both pretty shitty.
Oh, come on.
It's clearly, better, I guess.
Clearly, this must be better.
Yes.
I still have not tried
but then,
out
like,
that demo.
And then the thing is, too, like you know, the AI, I'm you know, I'm in burnout mode, so I'm trying to, like, get them to crash and stuff.
Right.
These guys are friggin' physics masters. They are ducking and weaving. Like, they're zigzagging laterally across the road and still going faster than me going through traffic. I'm like, this isn't fair.
I guess you're just not a racing master. You gotta play that demo more. You rented it. You actually
sent
it
back later that
that's
day.
That's too bad. Yeah, so, I mean, that's it for me. We talked about Mirror's Edge last week, right?
No, that just came out, the demo for that.
Did it?
Friday. Oh. Yes, let's talk about that.
Well, that's fun.
Friggin' sweet.
Yeah, it's cool.
I am stoked for that game now. It was kind of like a blip on my radar.
Right.
And now it's like, you know, go get it.
The opening tutorial is, which makes about half the demo a little kind of slow. And like, I just, let me get going a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you told me to jump. You don't have to send me jumping over three buildings. I get it. But yeah, it's definitely fun stuff. And the demo definitely ends earlier than you will like because you want to play more. But it's stupid
and
to
like,
say a demo.
You can like
short.
Do the time trial mode if you pre-order the game.
Yeah.
Which I might just do.
It's fun stuff, though. I mean, you know, it's what you would expect.
Yes.
I mean, when I was hearing about it, I never quite understood the idea of a first-person platforming game, but that's what it is, and it works out pretty well. So,
yeah, I was reading this to you earlier today. I guess Cliffy B was talking about holiday releases, and he was basically complaining about the lack of gunplay in Mirror's Edge. And I was like, man, you don't get it. Just because it's first-person doesn't mean it has to be a shooter.
Cliffy B is doing his own thing. He's doing quite well for himself.
Yeah, he's got it all figured out.
There was a giant article about him in the New Yorker.
Oh, and Adam Sessler did not like it. Did you watch Sessler's Soapbox?
What's Sessler's Soapbox?
Yeah, he does it on G4 and they put it online.
Oh, what'd he say?
He didn't like if you read the article, there's kind of a condescending tone towards like gaming journalism in the article, and he just kind of took issue with a lot of that.
Yeah, big surprise.
Yes.
New Yorker of all things.
Yes. Oh, there was one other game I wanted to talk about.
Really?
Yeah, wait, hang on. It's going to... Oh, yes, AC/DC Rock Band, real quick.
Oh, what the heck? It's AC/DC songs
in
Rock Band. Which, by the way, I don't seem to like AC/DC as much as everybody else.
Yeah.
I will say that the one song we played was Highway to Hell, which had a very small amount of bass notes in it.
And an impossible solo in the beginning. But, I mean, it's cool for what it is. It's weird. It's wrapped in the Rock Band 1 wrapper, which is kind of jarring. I was like, oh, this again. But, you know, you get, like, the code to copy it to your hard drive and play it in Rock Band 2. But the cool thing is, what I like is, you know, you can organize the songs, you know, by title and difficulty. Band is kind of moot. But the one cool thing they add is organized by set list, because the whole game, every song in it, is just that concert they did in the early 90s. So you can actually play it in order of the show itself, which is kind of
okay,
cool.
Yeah. All right, then, you done with that?
Yes.
All right, so what's coming out?
Okay.
What is coming out? I need to know.
Well, last week's downloads. The Virtual Console. We had Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People, Episode 3, Baddest of the Bands.
Oh, God. I downloaded Episode 2. I haven't even started it yet. Wow. Oh, Christ.
Also something called Art Style Roto Hex. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And on the Virtual Console, that's just that. Those were WiiWare. This is Virtual Console. Earthworm Jim for the Sega Genesis. Although,
nice.
For $6 on good old games, you can get both Earthworm Jims, I think.
I want the Sega CD version of Earthworm Jim,
too. That was
too.
Good, that was nice. And there was a Saturn version of, too.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Wait, there must have only been a Saturn version, then. Wait, okay. Hey, there's a Saturn version of Earthworm Jim, too?
Yeah, it came out, like, beginning there.
Funny story, I have an Earthworm Jim 2 poster of all things. It's like the only video game poster I have.
That is true. You've had that for a long time. with us and everything.
Right, it's in right downstairs here.
On the Live Arcade, Penny Arcade Episode 2. And Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
All right.
The PlayStation Network had nothing. Again, I'm very upset that we finally get the NPSP store. 2 weeks now, they haven't released a new game.
Mm-hmm.
I want to use it.
Well, I think they would get on that.
And GameTap, we begin the next season of Grimm with Grimm, the Master Thief. And Fallout Tactics, Brotherhood of Steel.
Did they bring out Fallout 2 on GameTap?
Maybe.
I think they did.
I think so. And again, all the Fallout games are on Good Old Games as well.
Back before I really
maybe
knew
I should
much,
start listing that too.
Back before I really knew much about Fallout, I kind of thought that they were all like Fallout Tactics.
Yeah. Well,
I think that was a misconception that you relayed to me, actually.
Yeah, and it was a misconception I got from somewhere else too. I mean, Fallout Tactics is kind of Fallout with a party.
I think this happened because that Star Trek Away team game came out, and I was like, AJ, what's this like? And you said it was like Fallout. Tactics, and then when I saw all the other Fallouts, I thought they were all the same thing.
Right.
So that's how that happened. The end. All right.
For reals.
This week, coming out Friday, November 7th, is Gears of War 2. God, I really want this game. I don't have any money.
I know, or time.
Yeah.
It's just going to have to wait.
I usually find a way to make time, sadly enough.
Yeah,
but
well, we'll just get this whenever and co-op it together, and we don't have to worry about it.
I didn't realize Resistance 2 came out for the
PS3. Yeah, I've heard co-op is fantastic, multiplayer works, and single player is pretty bland. So it's like worth it.
So let's give it a 9, yeah.
Yeah.
This game will get just as overrated as the first one did, I'm sure. I'm sorry, I just never been a huge fan. Tom Clancy's End War came out for 360, PS3, DS, and PSP November 4th. Does the DS version have voice command?
I don't know. That'd be kind of cool if it did.
Yeah.
They, like, announced the portable versions, like, 3 weeks ago.
No, yeah. I didn't know about this.
I mean, I have played the demo, and I agree with the reviews I've read so far. The voice control totally works, but there's far too much micromanaging for what this game is. Like, you know, like, your tanks will be sitting there getting shot at until you say, like, fire back. Like, one of those, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of simple, and it's very rock, paper, scissors.
Right.
So, I'd like to see them develop it further.
James Bond Quantum of Solace for the 360, PC, PS3, Wii, PS2, and DS.
It's apparently 4 hours long. Multiplayer's not bad.
Right. Rent it if you must. Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm for the PS3, November 4th. This was that game that had that very good demo.
Yeah,
there's
a demo that came out for the 360. I don't know if it's the same game or a different Naruto game.
Maybe there's so many Naruto
games. I lose track.
I don't know what this is. Dragon Ball Z Infinite World for the PS2 that came out November 4th. Is this just another Dragon Ball Z fighting game?
I don't know.
I'm very confused because I thought they made the leap to next gen with that Burst Limit or whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's hard to follow.
I don't know anymore.
Legendary came out there 360.
This is a Gamecock published shooter. It's basically a modern, like, what happened if Pandora's box were open today?
Oh.
And like giant griffins are attacking the streets of New York.
And this game decided to come out the same week as Resistance 2 and Gears of War 2.
Pretty much.
So good luck with that.
It looks kind of interesting, but I would imagine when you play it, it's very bland.
Valkyria Chronicles for the PS3, November 4th.
Which is a game I have great interest in. I just don't have a PS3.
Like we said, AC/DC Live for the Rock Band Track Pack came out for the 360, PS3,
exclusive
and PS2.
Exclusive to Walmart.
November 2nd, that came out. Space Trader, Merchant Marine for the PC came out November 4th. Secret Service came out on 360 and PS2 on November 4th.
Oh, I guess that's got to be good.
I guess so. Protect the President. Exit finally came out on the DS November 3rd. Dragon Ball Origins, now this one I'm kind of interested in, came out for the DS on November 4th.
I didn't even know about this.
It looks almost kind of like a Zelda-style game, but in the original Dragon Ball universe. Vigilante 8 came out for Xbox Live Arcade, or today, I guess.
Yes.
Interesting. And Movie Games came out for Wii.
What the hell is Movie Game?
I'm sure it's like Carnival Games, probably. It's probably the same people, yeah.
Oh, it's Movie Games, at least. I thought it was Movie Game.
It looks like the same art style as Carnival Games.
Yeah.
But
it's Ubisoft.
It's probably Carnival Games. Ripoff. Although I thought there was a sequel to Carnival.
It's coming.
I got a little hiccup, so I'll sign. All right. Top 10 best party games from Derek Robbins.
All right.
We'll see about that. Dance Dance Revolution. You know, it's interesting. I've loved the music games for a long time, but I've never gone into Dance Dance Revolution.
Too much moving.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, no.
You walked right into that one.
I don't know. I guess I'm not as good as on my feet.
No, I mean, part of it, too, is...
You know, my problem is I just never know where the tiles are. I don't have a feel for it.
There's that. And
I'm always missing them.
Well, yeah, because on your physical spacing, it's around you, but in the game, it's laid out laterally.
Yeah, well, it's weird. The number nine is all the Nintendo 64 THQ wrestling titles.
Those were good games.
I guess so. I don't seem to be as nostalgic about those as nearly everybody else. But whatever. Eight is the Mario Kart franchise. Oh, yeah, of course. Those are fun ones. Seven, the Bomberman franchise. Definitely. Yes. Five is Worms Armageddon, which, yeah, those are six. Fun games. Oh, six? I always read the six as five. I think I did that last week.
Yeah.
Worms Armageddon, that's the best one in that series, definitely. Oh, five totally. Is WarioWare for the GameCube.
I will say yes, simply because I was able to get a lot of my non-gamer friends to play that on the GameCube.
I don't know. I never actually played it that much, so I don't know. Rock Band 1 and 2 is number 4. Oh, yeah.
Totally.
That's probably number 1, almost, really. That's the one most people seem to want to play.
These days anymore, yeah. As far as, like, just anybody, like, an actual party.
3 is Perfect Dark, GoldenEye, and Halo. Interesting trio there. Together. Yeah. But I guess basically any kind of first-person experience. Well, you don't have much of that split-screen thing going on anymore. LAN parties, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
2, Mario Party 2. I don't know why 2 specifically. I guess that was the best one. I kind of stopped with those games. What's number 1? Number 1. Oh, Smash Bros. Yeah. There we go. Okay. You won me.
You won Michael's heart.
Smash Bros. Is always a good one.
No runners up.
No runners up or anything like that?
Would you pick anything else?
I don't know. I'm not a huge party games guy, I guess. So, no, I guess I'm okay with that.
Cool.
Why don't we get to the mail barrel? We hear from our old friend David Rudke.
Yes, sir. Dear guys, I have to make a comment on Fallout 3. It has caused a transcendent experience. I love the original Fallout. Unfortunately, I was never provided the opportunity to play the other games in the series. Go to goodoldgames.com. Furthermore, I avoided Brotherhood of Steel at all costs. It turned out to be a major flop, in my opinion.
What is Brotherhood of Steel? They made
That's the tactics one.
No. There's another game where it was like
the console one. Was that called Brothers Steel?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, yeah, that was it was like those Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance games, but Fallout. It was.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Some
who
marketing,
made it?
The marketing guy, probably.
All by himself. To do with it?
Yeah, I think that was kind of when they were on their way out. Continuing. It is nice that the next Fallout experience is number 3. I finally get to play a true Fallout experience on my 360. This statement has never been more true. Fallout 3 is Oblivion for people that hated Oblivion.
I seem to be living proof of that sentiment.
Yeah. I just love how the game is more story-focused than Oblivion. You do not have that feeling that you are wandering aimlessly. Shrugs.
Agreed.
On a side note, I bought the 360 version because it was much closer to the PC experience. In addition, the 360 PC versions are getting exclusive content later down the road.
Is this true?
Yes.
Oh. Why not the PS3? No one likes the PS3. What PS3?
Well, apparently...
Remember all that orange box crap I had to put up with?
Well, from what everyone says, the PS3 version is noticeably graphically inferior.
Really?
Yes, and has a lot more bugs.
Yeah.
Continuing again. Back on topic. I just really love the experience. People claim that it is just an FPS. It is not. You can play it exactly like the original. Actually, it's recommended to play like an RPG because the turning speed, isn't up to the standards of other FPSs. The VAT system is so awesome. When you shoot the head off an enemy animal, ugly giant rat from hell, I actually laughed. I did too. I was kind of like, wow, I just shot that guy's head clean off.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
You can't do it to feral dogs, though, and that's a little sad almost.
Yeah, they're
although
feral.
They were feral, yeah.
I do have a story to tell. I heard the spoilers about getting dog meat early in the game, so I saw a dog take out one of those rats when I was approaching Megaton. I was like, cool, dog meat is here. The dog came running towards me, and I was waiting with my arms outstretched, figuratively speaking. And the fucking dog bit me. I pulled out my gun and dropped him like a bad habit. I'll never be so trusting in that game again.
Yeah.
He continues further about Little Big Planet. I picked up the game on Saturday because of the pre-order love that Media Molecule showed us. I have to say that this game is going to be my game of the year, no matter what are the opinions of Gears of War 2, Resistance 2, etc. This is a game that you can literally play forever. I also have a soft part in my heart for platformers. Either way, I have a ton of RPGs to take up my time until mid-2009, Star Ocean First Departure, Fallout 3, Star Ocean Second Evolution, Persona 4, plus all the other RPGs that I need to finish, and Little Big Planet will take me forever. Sigh. Too many games this year.
I'm kind of interested in the Star Ocean games, too, on the PSP.
Yeah, I remember liking Star Ocean Second Story well enough back in the day.
Yeah, but now that's game re-released. I wonder Icon has a different name now, but yeah. They do that. Oh, thanks for the email, David. I'm right there with you with Fallout 3.
This makes me glad that I don't really like JRPGs, because they're set, like, I mean, Fallout's already pretty much a time sink.
Well, yeah.
And, like, could you imagine, I could imagine playing, like, all those games. Like, that would just take far too long.
Well, I'm really freaking tired.
Yeah, we had an early day and a late night.
You're gonna leave and take Fallout away from me, aren't you?
That's right.
All
right,
dang it! I was gonna hibernate until you return.
Okay.
Oh, everyone, thanks for listening. This is, of course, the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find us at our site on explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. Would you look at me like, did I say something wrong?
No, it's just.
What, am I soft?
Yeah, put the mic closer.
Is the mic not close enough?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll sound fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
Okay. You can contact me at tolkoto@gmail.com.
And badgeguy711@gmail.com.
So thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you have a fantastic November week. I'm sure it'll be busy for all of you. I hope one of us can afford Gears of War so we can talk about it next week.
Yeah, I'm going to try to game fly it, but I get the feeling I'm not going to get it right away.
We'll see. I say I can't get these things, but I usually find some way to scrounge up some of these games or something. We'll see what happens.
Right. I need to go pre-order Left 4 Dead so I could get the demo.
Left 4 Dead?
Tomorrow.
I know it's Valve and everything, just everything else.
You won't watch the intro. If you watch this intro, but you're just saying you want to save it, but then you're saying you're not going to get the game. Watch the intro with me. Come on.
I'm sleeping.
No, you're lame.
I'm not watching the intro. I'm going to bed.
Good night. Fine. Bye.